Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another round with Broad Wasted, where we're pre-gaming for the weekend. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we're singing from inside our lockers. Does that mean there isn't life after high school? Did our patent leather shoes really just fade? Aww. Are we not all in this together? We were a little older than 13 then.
Just a little.
And now we're bringing it on.
Okay.
Wetting their whistles with me today are my personal Heathers, including Kevin Zombie Prom Jager.
Okay, yeah, I love that. That's a good one.
Good, right?
That's fair.
Deep cut.
Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the round.
Hello. Hi. The Babysitter's Club.
The Babysitter's Club.
that's
a good one. That was a really good one. I would love to see a Babysitter's Club musical.
Oh, I would
actually,
see that
a musical.
I don't know.
Kevin.
Brian.
All right, we'll work on it.
Write it.
Great. Okay. I could direct it.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm in. Perfect. We're done.
But today we're welcoming back friend and guest host of the show,
Woo-hoo.
Robbie Rosé.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hi.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome back.
Cheers and cheers.
You can follow him on social media at Diva Robbie.
At your peril.
I.E., not Y. But let's just start with, what are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
Diminished chord.
Yeah. That was a little Sondheim-y up
welcome.
In here.
I spent a lot of time with him in studio, so... I just popped a bottle of Veuve Clicquot for everyone.
Holla.
Prosecco.
Fancy.
Tastes delicious.
Did you even call this Prosecco?
This is full-on champagne.
This is
like
full
legit champagne.
No marking champagne.
That's I caught myself how
no
I do it. That's
marking.
Why I said delicious.
Delicious.
So you just became Anne Marillis for a little bit.
You did? Oh.
Yes.
Holy caboose. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. In my mind... When Amaryllis and Barnaby from Hello Dolly like get together.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a spin-off. That's a series, guys.
That's
a
interesting.
Fun crossover,
right?
Yeah.
Because Holy Cabooses and Amaryllis and all her stuff. Also, it's like Ermengarde, really. Whatever. You know, E-Gods. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Ermengarde?
No, E-Gods is
I directed
what is
the
her
show
name?
And I don't know.
Tommy Gielis dates...
And not Ermengarde.
Because Ermengarde is Hello Dolly.
Thanks so much. Guys, come
her
to my
name
show.
Is... She says E-Gods.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's her name?
From
the Music
Man.
The dancing girl with Tommy Gielis is...
E-Gods.
She's the daughter of Shin, so something Shin. It's Zanita?
Zanita!
Zanita Shin.
Kevin!
Good one. You.
So that was the game this week, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us. So let's go through. What have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
I burped. I couldn't fit it in.
That's disgusting.
Boo Clicquot.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I saw Sweeney Todd down at Barrow Street.
I've seen it too.
Oh, God. It was.
Did you get a meat pie?
I did not.
Okay.
I did, however, sit at the table.
Oh, I did not.
Review the meat pies.
You know, I'm livid because food is my brand. That's my brand. And I would give me that chicken pie and mash.
Yeah.
But, and I saw it because, you know, when I got there. But, so first of all, you go inside and you do not know it's a theater. You have
at
no
all.
Idea. Like, no, I've seen stuff there, mm-hmm. and I would not know. I just Peter Brady'd. Just into another octave. But I've seen other shows there, and you do not know. You would never know that that was a theater.
No,
it
never.
Looks like
a pie shop.
And I was like, also, what's the signs with all the eels? No eel. We've got eel with liquor.
There was some weird signage up.
It was like eel pie,
where's
no
the slurry
liquor.
Side?
Yeah, down.
West Village.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Barrow Street.
Three blocks down from the duplex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, downtown.
Damn.
It was.
You can tell any gay man, like, directions by where the duplex is.
Right. It's like two blocks west of Maurice Chrysler.
You're like, yeah, I know where it is.
It's that triangulation of the duplex.
I'm like, it was next to Jekyll and Hyde.
Exactly.
Oh. He's straight.
I know.
Carolee Carmello. She was.
So when they announced that Carolee was doing it,
That's when I bought tickets because I was like, I need to see this person do this role mm-hmm. in this type of mm-hmm. a setting. And boy, did that pay off.
So Matt Doyle was in a show I directed for Kate Baldwin a mm-hmm. couple months ago. And he shot me a text and said, just so you know, because I was like, I got to get tickets to your show. And he was like, just so you know, Norm and Carolee Carmello are going in at this date. And I was like, sold, done, yeah. shut mm-hmm. it down. Carolee mm-hmm. is so perfect. That's Skrelting Ginger. Yes. Just giving me. And she's like, you're like, literally, it's like face to face. And there was, yeah. it was intense at times. It was really, really something special, though. I'm really glad I saw it.
Absolutely. And that like, cast and just, it just.
Matt Doyle.
It was. I see. I didn't. Matt was out the night I saw it.
Oh. His understudy was great. The Joanna is probably the most articulate and funny Joanna I've ever seen. She was incredible. She was so funny.
I was saying, I saw it with my mom, and we were talking about it afterwards.
First of all, that episode that came out with your moms is the sweetest thing I've ever heard of in my life. So
we had a lot of
Jill Plofsky and her wise words.
She knows.
You know my parents, right?
Sweet.
Yes, they're my grandparents.
Oh my god, that was the best.
So
we were talking specifically about the
Joanna. Took her to Sweeney Todd. Happy yeah. Mother's Day. Yeah, hope right. you don't die.
Yeah. but you were sitting at the actual table.
Yeah, so I was in. So I was on table D. So there are five tables that go. I'm always on table D.
I know. I'm sorry.
So the tables are lined vertically. So the people, there's like regular seating behind it, facing straight out. But we
That's
are
where I was
right.
I was just behind the vertical.
Like
tables.
In the gallery.
Yes.
Right, and we are seated. A different way. So we're turning our heads.
Oh.
I'm not going to say that was comfortable because it wasn't.
Yeah.
No,
I even said to my mom afterwards, like, I'm happy we got these seats because it's the same comment I had about Comet, where I'm glad we didn't sit on stage because I just didn't. Turning the head situation is not my ideal theater going experience.
I got to say, I don't love immersive theater. I was fully into this immersive
theater.
I loved, like, at the very beginning when they're on the boat and Joanna's like in the corner like washing dishes to make the water sounds and I was like, what?
Yeah.
And they were in a wagon at one point and Toby was clanging two metal cups together to make that like hoof
not
noise.
Coconuts?
No, because this is not Spamalot.
I'm confused.
It was so beautifully directed.
Yeah, it really was.
And they didn't cut, like, the film made so many cuts to the score. Mm-hmm. So you got, like, the almost all the score. The only thing you didn't really get was the Jos Honorable.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, right. Uh-huh.
That was,
like, everything else was in
oh,
there.
Oh, the letter with, like, the five people, like, that really long.
Right.
Discorded five person letter.
But they did.
It was super clean.
Oh, my God.
And you never, what was most impressive about it for me is that.
In a bloody musical, that's amazing.
Well,
there's a lot of blood.
Yes.
On his shirt, they lift up those the sheets, the blood-stained sheets.
That was cool.
I was like, whoa. I was fully invested in what was happening in front of me.
But I was saying is it was super clean show narratively, and when something is in a space like that, you could really lose your place very quickly.
For sure.
And like Lyra, like Robbie said, it was really well-directed.
La La Land said.
La La Land said.
Yes.
And I've seen many a Sweeney Todd in my day. I saw it at Kennedy Center with Christine Baranski and Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh, wow.
I saw Patty do it two different ways.
Right.
Of course, I've seen the Angela Lansbury film.
Right.
And posterity archival film of Dorothy Loudon.
Oh.
Oh, it's good.
Wonderful.
It's everything you want her to be. Funny.
Because she took over right away, right?
And she booked it. Rumor has it she booked it from a gig on the Tony Awards where she sang Broadway Baby, which you can see on YouTube, where she just keeps screaming about key changes. Another key change! And like goes, and she's wearing like all violet. It's very strange.
That's amazing.
But watch it because it's it's on the YouTubes.
I like that place.
The YouTubes.
Have you guys ever used Blue Gobo?
Yeah. Oh, they combined
like
somebody.
Like on stage?
They did.
No, it's a good for you.
It's a good color for me.
something pink or amber. They just combined with Overture, but the guy who ran that, Jer, he is who helped me with my first Carrie the Musical website, which launched me into prominence when I was 16 years old. Still Diva Robbie.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Diva amazing. Robbie did Carrie the Musical website. That's amazing.
True story. That I'm existed need to for look 20 at years.
It. Well, on that note, that actually is a great segue into another question I have for everybody.
Another question. Oh, did anybody else see anything?
No.
Oh,
good.
Yeah. I saw the Golden Apple. I'm seeing Groundhog Day tomorrow.
Oh.
We're seeing Baghdadi on Friday. So.
But segue into. What are some of your favorite flops?
Oh. Because
a lot of your promotional material for the show you're doing on June 9th,
that's correct.
Songs from Inside My Locker, has been a lot of like superimposed pictures of you over flops.
Which are amazing.
Which are hilarious.
As a graphic designer, thank you. but they're also all clues to my show.
Like what you'll be singing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a huge medley in the show called the Not Since Carrie medley.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
And it includes a very famous song by Liz Callaway. And she called me the other day, and I was like, oh, I was just listening to you. I'm learning this song. And she goes, oh, which part? And I told her, and she goes, oh, the easy part. Liz Callaway threw me phone shade, y'all.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but...
I've never washed my phone again.
I mean, that would just be just... It's New York City.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Wash everything.
Wash it all. Lice all the shit out of it.
Just... It's like the subway. You wash it all
the time.
Yeah.
So let's do a flops draft.
Ooh, okay.
Explain.
So what's going to happen is we each have four picks. We'll go around.
And the food went flying. Yep.
We thought Kevin couldn't pour.
Four.
Robbie just click code everywhere.
Listen, this is why you have to watch everything. Carry on.
There just might be champagne on it.
Okay, so there's a draft.
Oh.
So we're doing a draft style.
Okay.
Let's do a snake draft. So it'd be Robbie, because he's the guest, goes first. Kevin, Kimberly, me, Kimberly, Kevin, Robbie.
Because
then
I'm
Robbie
the guest.
Goes again.
Cool.
Right.
Cool. Sidebar, who wants to join my Bachelorette Fantasy League? It starts on Monday.
That's not a real thing.
Okay, bye.
So let's do that. We'll do four rounds. You pick which flops you like the best.
That's not a thing. Sorry. Goodbye.
And then we'll collectively see whose list of four would win in a flop contest.
Great, let's
do okay.
What and what is a flop contest?
Up head to head,
like
whose flops and
which flops are better?
Or better or more
or, worse.
Or you can go opposite and just go like the floppiest of flops.
Now, and we're doing this just off the top of the noggin.
This is off the top of the nog.
Good luck. Not Since Carrie is my Bible. I keep a copy in
so
my bathroom.
So he knows all of them.
That's what I'm saying. So anybody can read it anytime. I'm a giver that way.
All right.
So I'm going to start with Carrie.
One at a time, right?
Right.
First pick right off the bat, Carrie.
It's got to be Carrie.
Hold on, let me write these down.
Getting fancy.
Okay, so first pick, Carrie the Musical.
Great. Kevin, you're up.
American Psycho.
Whoa. Aww.
Glory Days.
It was good.
I loved
Glory
it.
Day.
Glory Day.
Glory Day.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bring Back Birdie.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Good. Good for you.
My next pick after that is... I'm going to go with Pipe Dream.
Oh.
Ooh.
Interesting. A little Rodgers and Hammerstein.
I'm going to go with Annie Warbucks.
Oh, good, good, good. But is that's different than Annie, too. Miss Hannigan's Revenge.
Different than
which
Annie.
I also have an archival.
Stop.
Carry on.
Yes. I'm going to say Merrily We Roll Along.
Oh, yes. 16 performances.
I thought Kimberly was going to take that.
I did too. So as soon as I jumped on it.
The fact that dropped down, you got to scoop
that up. Yeah, I had to scoop that one up.
Good
You're
for
right.
You,
I'm so
but,
sorry.
You know,
that was my next. Although I love it so much, I forget it's a flop. There we go.
Well, you know what? I'm ready for my life to begin because I'm choosing Bright Star.
Bright Star. Oh.
Yeah.
Sad day.
Good choice.
Good one.
Yeah.
Now you get to go again.
Oh, right. Anyone Can Whistle.
Oh, good one.
Oh, that is a
good
one.
Hi, how are you doing?
That is a good one.
Kevin.
Amazing Grace.
Ooh.
Allegro.
Nice. I saw two productions of that 2 years ago in New York City.
The Classic Stage.
And Astoria Performing Arts Center. They both did it.
Oh.
I should have seen that. I wrote my thesis on it.
Oh,
Allegro's.
Allegro.
Allegri.
Allegro's, the new podcast.
Allegro's in Brooklyn.
Oh.
So I'm going to go, I get back to back now. I'm going to go Rocky Horror.
Still need to see that movie.
And
I've never seen it.
Oh. He's a bad guy.
Wow.
Very bad guy.
And I'll go Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay. Sure.
Do I hear a waltz?
But do you?
No, I don't know.
God, that was so good at encores.
Is Allegiance on the list yet?
No.
I'll take Allegiance for my fourth.
And Robbie, finish us out.
Sideshow.
Mm. Both. Good one.
Both. Both.
My mother's favorite.
I saw the final matinee of the original production of it, and it was one of those seminal productions that changed everything I thought about theater.
Is it true that in the revival they cut the Tunnel of Love?
Yeah.
They Which is like the most ridiculous but greatest song from the first one.
It was amazing. Yeah. They left it in the air in this heart.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. Okay, sorry.
They talked about getting like shivers Ryan's from like, the other sister having fun. Like that was like kinky and weird and I loved it.
It was and Emily Skinner and then Alice Ripley just screaming.
Oh my God.
Where is mine?
Best. It's divine. Where is
mine? What did I say second? Annie Warbucks. Right. Oh.
Yeah.
So here.
Not Annie too. Miss Hannigan's Revenge.
So here are the final teams, if you will.
Okay.
Robbie on his team has Carrie.
Yeah.
Bright Star.
So tell me.
Anyone Can Whistle.
Maybe.
And Sideshow.
Are we tallying like total performances and lowest number wins, like golf?
Oh, no. I think no, we're just like
we're just
straight up.
Which,
which okay. four like just gets you more pumped, whether it be in a like sad or happy way.
Right.
Betty Buckley. Let's get you. High belting every time.
Kevin has American Psycho, Merrily We Roll Along, Amazing Grace, and Allegiance.
Holla. Got a lot of A's in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's alliteration.
Yeah.
Kimberly has has Glory Days, Annie Warbucks, Allegro, and Do I Hear a Waltz? And I have...
You said that.
Yeah, I have Bring Back Birdie, sorry. Bring Back Birdie. I forgot him already. That's how fleeting those shows are. Bring Back Birdie, Pipe Dream, Rocky Horror, and Bonnie and Clyde.
Guys, I'm just going to say I win.
We're all going to say we win, Brian.
No, not necessarily. I don't think I win.
No, you don't.
I don't think Brian wins either.
No. No,
I think sure, no. Kevin's are too recent.
I agree. All but mine were very recent.
Merrily is like a big one. Like, that's like the flop.
Is it?
Is it?
There's a whole book called Not Since Carrie.
But there's a whole documentary about the... The documentary is wonderful,
oh
by the way.
Oh, my God.
Well,
documentary.
I think the documentary
made,
streaming
like,
on Netflix.
The first 20 minutes was, like, everything that I love about theater, why I wanted to do this. And then, like, the last 45 were, like, everything you're afraid of in the back of your head.
But
and
do you remember that you were showing the audition footage at the very end with Our Time playing? At
yes.
And I was like,
yes.
Were you saying that that was our graduation song, my senior musical theater class?
Oh, that's intense.
Which I feel like probably happens a lot.
Yeah. That's a little on the nose.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I would say, so I would say Kevin and I are definitely out.
Yep.
Okay.
Because even though Merrily is a predominant, let's call it a predominant flop.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't make up for kind of the recents on there.
True.
In your list. Totes. Would you agree?
I'm down.
Great.
Because none of us saw any of them.
So
I saw American Psycho.
I saw Amazing Grace and American Psycho. And what was my other one?
Allegiance.
I did not see Allegiance.
Mm-hmm. I saw Allegiance.
I believe my mother saw it in the Fathom event.
Oh, yes.
The Fathom event's killing it.
You can get the cast recording on BroadwayRecords.com. So.
Oh, shall we walk to the hallway and
grab We're on location today.
So we have Glory Days, Annie Warbucks, Allegro, Do I Hear a Waltz?
Here's what I'll say. Annie Warbucks played off-Broadway and not on Broadway.
I wasn't sure. I know.
At the Variety Arts Theater.
That may disqualify your...
But I saw it at the Walnut Street Theater in Philadelphia for like 6 months once.
It gets better.
I have, like, literally... We have the poster, I think, hanging
Wait,
at the beach
Robbie
house because we were like,
Carrie,
this was so bad.
Carrie, Anyone Can Whistle, which is a big
Bright
one.
Star
yeah, he took all the good
show.
Ones.
He got a Sondheim. He got, like, a cult classic.
It's Snake.
Two
you
cult classics.
Oh, come on.
I just thought Glory Days
I mean,
would
I think
win
Robbie
me.
Robbie kind of killed that.
I think Robbie wins out.
Thank you so much for accepting my flop status.
Yeah, you're the best namer
the queen
of flops.
Cheers.
Whatever, you're the queen flop.
Cheers.
There you
queen
go.
Flop.
Floppy queen.
There's never been a musical like her.
I'm a floppy queen. I like that. That's good.
First
Get
of
really
all,
good.
My nickname in college.
Floppy queen.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So also, let's talk about the opposite of flops.
Oh.
Tonys.
Yeah.
I would love to hear, not necessarily...
Oh, no, it's that Amelie.
Oh, you could have said Amelie, yeah?
One more week.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
Not even.
No, right, TikTok.
What, not specifically about the individual awards,
uh-huh.
but what can we learn from this year's nominations that can be applied to next year?
Just notice that you're wearing an FSU hat.
I am.
He's constantly wearing an FSU hat.
First of all, Guthrie's of Tallahassee.
It's Guthrie's is so good.
I know. All right, that's probably going to get cut, but...
No.
But I'm all Guthrie's in for chicken amazing. Fingers.
Yes, okay. So good.
Shout out to Guthrie's. Hey, Guthrie's. Hey, sponsor our show. That I'm not actually part of.
Guthrie's, you want a cast album?
Oh my God, I could be
the
Joan
the floppy
Rivers.
Queen of the show.
I could be Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who just, when
this guy can't
the
make
sponsor,
it.
It'll be okay.
That's true.
Oh, we should do a whole Joan Rivers Tony red carpet.
Oh, who are you wearing? What are you wearing? Yes.
Even though there's only four shows that were nominated, I think
there should
have
been five.
Right, I
that
agree.
That rule is the worst rule
yes.
in the world.
I agree.
That rule
that's something that
the
I think needs to be looked at.
Gotta go.
Yeah.
So this is the Hamilton bounce back
yes,
this
exactly.
year.
And
this
we'll get it next year, too.
Oh.
Which I'm excited because we won't just see one show win across the board.
For sure.
So I think it'll be fun to see other shows, like multiple shows recognized in
that's
one night.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be a nice
there's actual like
to
tension
last year.
In each
oh.
category where there wasn't last year.
True.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Like,
Bette Midler,
Hello Dolly, Dear Evan Hansen, Ben Platt. Like, what? Where do you?
Well,
have
there's certain things we think, like we've definitely talked about, are like
Gavin
and the
Creel.
Featured actors
for sure win.
I think Gavin Creel's gonna win.
Got it.
Yeah,
all right.
And not just as a career win either. He's really sensational in Dolly.
He's very good.
Oh my God!
I've only seen pictures.
And his mustache.
And probably Stephanie Block. Stephanie
he doesn't have
J.
a mustache
Block.
Now though.
He doesn't.
I just saw promo photos.
I don't know. I just feel like there's some more so than any other award show like. They could really go
yeah.
anyway last minute.
Listen, this was a year.
It was
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, my God. Oh, I just got no'd. This
okay.
might have been my first no.
Did your high school censor your scripts?
Well, I started high school in 1989.
Okay.
So we did The Wizard of Oz. We did Annie. We did Peter Pan. We did Fiddler on the Roof. We did Hello, Dolly. We did Oliver.
So you
those
did stuff you didn't
five.
Really have to...
Yeah, what are you going
to
censor?
No, like, my high school censored, like, Oh My Gods to Oh My Goshes.
Yeah, we
oh.
did that. We did
and
that.
Hells to
no.
Hex.
However, I did change school districts
did.
One year because I wasn't cast as the lead, so that I could be cast as the lead in another.
Stop.
It's a true story.
Where did you go
Tiva
to...
Tiva
Where
Robbie.
Are you from?
Mm-hmm. Since 16. So I went Johnson City, New York, which is, like, Astoria to Binghamton, New York. Right.
Got it.
So
we
I.
Were just in Ithaca. We drove past.
Yeah. I lived in Ithaca for 3 years.
Yep.
Oh.
I lived on the Commons above Center Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Worked at the Home Dairy Bakery and it's very good. I ate a lot. That's when my twink them just ended. So I begged my choir teacher, please do Annie, because I didn't know Peter Pan. And if I had known Peter Pan, like, this homosexual would have been the greatest Captain Hook that ever existed. But and he ended up doing Annie. And did he cast me as Daddy Warbucks? He did not. Did he cast me as
Annie
Rooster? He did not. He cast me as Drake the Butler to work on my posture. So I picked up and changed school districts to Binghamton, New York's Rod Serling School of Fine Arts, which is the only school in that area to not do a high school musical.
So what did you do?
Choices. I starred in the play.
What was the play?
The Butler Did It.
Did you do it?
Wait, were you the butler? Butler to a butler?
I was not. I was killed. It was a double cast show, and I was the only person who was not double cast because why? I'm a fucking star.
Yes. That's amazing.
And that is my story.
That's amazing.
Great. We were talking about the Tony noms.
Yeah, we can stop.
That was good. That was great.
Like the Friday Night Lights esque theater story. Yeah. That just happened. Right?
One Tree Hill. One Tree Hill.
Yeah, right. One Tree Hill.
That's Chad Michael Murray.
What? Let's play a game, Kimberly.
Oh.
Chad Michael Murray.
I have some plot points for us. All right. I have in one hand, because we're playing plot points, titles of musicals that take place in high school.
Oh.
Or like whether they're like in, so like middle school, etc. Okay, I have in my other hand titles of songs that one Kimberly Cooper was obsessed with in high school.
Oh, I love it.
Because I didn't text you for your songs earlier.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's all rude.
Well, I didn't want to ruin your 54 Below show.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So this is preamble.
Great.
So what's going to happen is you're going to pick one from each hand.
Great.
And you are going to explain the plot of the musical you picked to the tune of the song that you picked.
Sure.
Go ahead. And we're going to guess what the musical is.
And then the surrounding people in the room have to guess what song you're singing. And what musical you're describing.
Great. Should I warm up?
Brian. Because you're good at it.
Me,
you
me,
get to
me,
go
me,
first.
Me.
All those. You.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Diction is done with the tip of the tongue and the teeth.
The only one I really know is the Trinidad and the Lake Mississippi and the town Honolulu and the Lake Titicaca. The polka dot capital is not in Canada, rather in Mexico. Mexico, Mexico, yes. Tibet. I did not go to acting school.
That was amazing.
We gave up on learning that one in high school.
Beach time, school time, very different times.
It's Greece.
Yes, it is.
What? From beach time, school time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer love.
Oh, because they're in love on the beach and then they go to school
and then
cool.
the chorus was going to be about...
I love that you played out the chorus in your head already.
Yeah, changing, you know.
I'm Zac Efron. I play basketball.
High School Musical.
Lovely ladies. Yes.
Oh, Zac Efron is a lovely
lady. Oh, that was
good. He's a lovely, lovely lady.
He is a lovely lady.
Oh, God.
It gets better.
Oh, God. We all are teens. Some of us die here, cause we are sad and totally fine. This is sad, cause the girl sings
Spring Awakening,
or Velma, or
something,
Awakening, and then she dies.
To down at the Asda's, Dancing Through Life.
Yes.
Teens.
Okay, my turn.
Teens. Sorry, I went to classical voice school. They don't care about anything but vowels.
They will modify the shit. Anything.
Okay. It's like an A in here, but an O out here. What does that mean?
Give me a show with Kim and Hugo
Hair.
And Conrad.
Bye, Birdie. There's something
what
from
was
Bye, Bye, Birdie in my show. Hair.
Hair.
Give
Hair.
Me a head with hair.
I have two rounds.
Pour me another round.
Pour me another round. That is.
Ba-dum. I'm a teacher, but not really. I'll teach you stuff.
School of Rock.
Yeah. And I'm...
I heard ba-da.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yes.
Love me or leave me.
Take me or leave me.
Take
yeah.
me or leave me. Da-da,
da-da.
Every single day. I'm a teacher. That's how that works.
That was well. Well
Thank
done.
You. Thank
that
you.
Was
I'm
well.
In the business. I'm based on a Greek play and I'm set in a high school. 500...
This is Shauna Jones.
Yes. And we have
525,000
seasons of love.
Yes, good.
So Brian
I was
gets
like,
it.
How am I
going to
do
right.
that? I was like, Greek. Patty Murin is the greatest.
Cool. We all must be cool. We wear scrunchies. That tells the leader because you're wearing a red scrunchie. That makes you the leader.
I know what it is, so I can't guess.
Heathers.
Yes.
Scrunchie.
And
cool.
We do,
cool.
Yeah, so it's cool.
So nice.
Da 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 da.
I don't know what this is.
West Side Story. Into the Woods, Witches Rap, exclamation point.
Yep.
Hilarious. That's very specific.
Greens, greens, okay. Nothing but greens. Right. If you had done a Bernadette voice,
I'm sorry.
Kevin?
I was trying to think of the Heathers, too, and I just couldn't picture her
Scrunchies.
In the Heathers.
I was like, okay, good.
Great, okay.
Oh, Heathers.
I want to dance on national television in Baltimore.
Hairspray, Divine Gravity. Abs.
Yes.
You gave me hand motions.
She did. She was giving
me hands.
It's
really hard to sing that melody without a hand motion.
It's also across the street.
Or a cherry picker.
You could climb on the cherry picker right now.
I think they'd prefer that version.
I really
do. Obviously.
Yeah.
Jessica Vosk, who?
They just want to know about Hairspray over there. They miss it.
Well,
integration.
That brings us to the end of our another round.
Oh.
We want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you for letting me talk at all.
Yeah, man.
But don't forget, start your Tony weekend off right songs from Inside My Locker. It's Friday, June 9th at 9:30 p.m. at 54 Below.
Can you give us one spoiler?
Yeah.
I know you've been very tight-lipped about what you're performing, but is there any
the
spoiler you can tell us?
Is there a locker on stage?
No. It's not like a doll's house.
Then
you
I'm
just hear
coming.
The slam of a locker, and I start.
Like, when you were in high school, did you have like a locker in the hallway?
Yeah, I had two. Because
yeah, what high school did you go to?
I didn't have a locker.
Really?
What?
Where I went to school,
we didn't have Florida.
We didn't
That's
have lockers.
True.
Everybody had you carried
cabanas. You had cabanas.
You carried your backpack around.
Wait,
and they gave you a.
Did
they
it
gave
get
you
so
a,
heavy?
No, they gave you a set of books to take home.
That's
so
true.
You kept it home for school, like to do work at home, and then there was a classroom set of books.
So all their money went to classroom books and not to the arts.
Your notebooks and stuff like that. And then you didn't have an envelope. I never had a locker, and I was so excited to get to high school and have like meet people in my locker and talk and like get locked in it or something. Though I don't think
Wait, what did you do between
put
classes?
In a locker. We hung out like because my school was outside.
It was. I've seen that.
Your school was outside.
All the hallways were outside, and then there were
have
these things called pods, which were like these octagon buildings. And so there were like eight classrooms in an octagon building. It would be like the math octagon, the like English octagon, the like foreign language octagon. And you just walk through the outdoor hallways.
You had a whole octagon for foreign languages.
Yeah.
What?
French,
how big
Spanish,
was your school?
Everything.
French, Spanish, everything.
I mean, those French. I mean, there was something else. I'm sure.
German.
Right.
German.
Latin. ASL.
There were
Mandarin.
There were probably like 4,000 kids in my school.
Oh, that's too many.
That's way too many.
Yeah.
Like there are at least like 1,300 in my graduating class.
In your graduating class?
What?
Oh, mine was like.
How many did you know?
Four or something.
4,000.
400.
I knew maybe a quarter of them.
If you opened up your yearbook right now and pointed to a picture, what are the odds are that you would
How
know
many
that?
Well,
anecdotes.
I was also the nerd in the International Baccalaureate program.
Shut it down.
So I only knew like the 40
well,
kids
thanks
I
for
took
joining us, Robbie.
But you asked me, yeah, I had two lockers because Kevin didn't have any.
So he took mine.
Because we had a choir wing. Because John City High School is very well known for their music department. And we had a choir wing.
You had a department for music?
Yeah, it was
yeah,
huge.
So did we.
Oh my God.
We had
Florida.
A choir teacher and a band teacher who held each other while they cried.
Right now, they're on a pillow right now, shaped like Liza Minnelli, just weeping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they're
so
probably with mine.
Right.
That's like double the lockers to get pushed into, though. And a gym locker. Oh, God, so many lockers. But
oh,
I didn't
go
gym to
gym. Lockers.
Oh, I had a gym locker.
Oh, I didn't take gym.
What do you mean?
What?
Florida. Let's, you know
I
what?
Was exempt because I was in the International Baccalaureate. They're like, you're smart. You don't run.
Oh,
I'm done with Kevin.
Well,
Robbie, continue.
Here's a fun fact. F-A-G-C-T. I did not take gym either in high school because I was so bullied. That I would go to the Y and swim every day and get signed off, like signed in and out, and that was my gym credit because New York requires it. But I was really skinny in high school because I was so bullied. I was just ran a lot, and then I started standing up to people and eating. So what I'm saying, kids, is keep running.
And you'll get
Stay
a 54
school.
Below show.
Yeah. Right. But I do have in my show, you asked for one hint. I have a Paul Lynde, Charles Nelson Reilly medley because I consider myself a Charles Nelson Reilly with a Paul Lynde rising.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Oh, with a Paul
for
Lynde
sure.
rising.
For
yeah.
sure.
And I said that once at 54 at some press event. Norm Lewis of Sweeney Todd heard me from across the room and belly laughed. And he he said, you know what Pauline said to the baby, don't you? And I knew this story, but I needed to hear Norm Lewis say it.
Of course.
And so I said, please tell the room, Norm Lewis. And he said, well, Pauline was in first class on the plane and apparently had a few too many to drink. And baby was crying and bothering him the entire trip until he turned around and said to the mother, if you don't shut that baby up, I'll f*** it. True story. Pour me another round. Norm Lewis has an oddly really good Pauline imitation.
That's amazing.
Well, on that note, get tickets to Robbie's show.
Oh my God, do it.
At 54 Below, Broadwasted will be there. So yeah, if you don't want to see him, you can see us.
Oh. Just seems like cowering in the
promoting
the
your show
seat.
While throwing chains.
Thanks so much. Kevin's here.
And as we end every episode,
Zootuwop.
Cheers, everybody.
Yay.
We'll see you June 9th.
No quotes. No quotes. New podcast, Who Dis?
New mic, Who Dis?
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.